Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. I'm really thrilled that you're here. This podcast is designed to take about 5 or 6 minutes every single weekday and provide some encouragement and just some motivation for the day. Well, today's content is really driven by this last Sunday's message. If you're around Sugar Hill Church, you know we've been talking about your story matters and that your life matters. And this last week, we talked about the idea of heaven. And part of talking about heaven is this realization that we're all going to die one day. And unless Jesus shows up first, we're all going to die. And so it gives us this realization that life is short. Even the longest life lived is still short. And so when we recognize that, when we wrap our brains around that, it's not morbid, it's just this realization that if life is short, and even the longest life is still short, then I need to make the most of every single day. The book of Proverbs has a lot to say about this, especially chapter 3, talking about how God makes our path straight. Well, today I want to give you a real practical way to do that, and it's called creating a life plan. Now, if you've never heard of a life plan, let me tell you a little bit of what it is and then how to get there. A life plan is a short document that describes the kind of life that you want to live. It's almost like a GPS for your life, where whenever we travel somewhere, even when it's in town and I know where I'm going, I'll still punch in my destination and I'll still allow the GPS to tell me step by step by step. Sometimes when I'm going down 85 and I get near Sugarloaf, it'll tell me to get off even though I know I'm not supposed to. And if I ignore it, it'll reroute me, reroute me, reroute me. Well, what's interesting when it comes to our lives, we'll plan a wedding day or we'll plan a vacation to more detail than we plan the rest of our lives. And what a life plan begins to do is it gives us a clear sense of where we want to go, and then it helps us to reroute to stay on track. And so let me give you 3 questions today that are hugely helpful when thinking about a life plan. If you answer these 3 questions, it would go a long way in designing the kind of life that you love to live. Question number 1 is, what do I want my life to look like? What do I want my life to look like? In other words, do you have a clear destination in mind? Do you know where you're heading? Have you ever stopped to imagine what the future might look like? What kind of marriage do you want? Do you want to have a happy, thriving one or just getting by? Where do you want to be financially? Do you want to be in debt to your eyeballs, or do you want to live financially free? What kind of relationship with your kids do you want? You can go on and on and on. And to answer these questions, what do I want my life to look like? I love my wife's grandmother used to say this phrase. She used to say, start how you aim to finish. And I think that's so great. Have a picture in mind of where you want to go. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, parentally, maritally, socially. What about in your job? What about in your hobbies? What about in finances? So that's the first question, is to ask this question, what do I want my life to look like? To have a clear destination in mind. Question number 2 is, where am I now? In other words, it's similar to a GPS. For a GPS to spit out directions, it needs to know not just where you're going, but where you currently are located. And so just get crystal clear. Begin to describe, what does my finances look like today? What does my health look like? If I were to describe my marriage in a sentence, what would that sentence be? What's my relationship with my coworkers? How's my job going? So start with question number 1, what does it look like in the future? Question number 2, where am I now? And then question number 3, what's the next step I can take? And again, I'm encouraging this in a document. You can do it written, you can do it in Evernote, you can do it online, but to begin to say, what are some next steps I can take? What do I need to do? For instance, maybe physically it's to get up and move for 30 minutes a day. Or maybe it's financially to say, you know what, every time I have a payday, I'm going to transfer a percentage of that into savings so that I start building an emergency fund. Or maybe when it comes to your marriage, it's, hey, as often as I can, every 7 days, I'm going to take my spouse out on a date night. And so this third question, what next step can I take, is really meant to be practical, to say, all right, what's some easy, obvious next step that you can take in doing this? And what begins to happen when you take these 3 questions and you begin to put them together in a document, what begins to happen is you have a GPS, not just for some trip, but a GPS for your life. Because here's the truth. When you realize how little time you have left, it causes you to be more intentional with the time that you have now. So I want to encourage you, consider writing a life plan. Now, if this interests you and you want to dig in deeper, I've got a resource I would love to send to you. Just drop me an email today at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. I've got a fantastic resource that I can point you to that would help make this idea of creating a life plan easier than you ever imagined and help you gain more focus, confidence, and clarity for the next steps in designing the life that you love to live. Hey, that's all the time we have for today on the podcast, but I do want to encourage you to jump on our social media, on our Facebook page and on our Instagram page, and check out the stories there, because we're posting updates from our mission team that's down at the Yucatan Peninsula. And so, man, be praying for them and check out the updates so you can know how to pray specifically. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.